No, just kidding. Ephesians chapter number 4. I don't know who's out there. And just pardon me here today. I might say some stupid things. I don't want to. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 16. Yes, sir. Wow. And it's all free? Brought to you by the Dye family. Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was what it was. Okay, I gotcha. It's not free. Those watching online, it was not free. The food will be free. Praise the Lord. Yeah. It's sponsored by the donation of the garland. So that would be good. Right back at you, brother. It's a good morning. God gave us another life, you know, breath of life. God holds it in His hand, Daniel chapter number 4. And you're breathing today, you're here at church, healthy. You should be very thankful. There's a lot of churches right now that are suffering. Praise the Lord for us. There was 4 pregnant ladies along with my wife. The nurse was saying they all tested positive COVID while we were there. And praise the Lord for the prayers. And I'm not afraid of COVID, but it is something that is in people's mind. And it becomes bigger than it should sometimes. But it is a real thing. Okay, there are people that are dying of it. So I think we should be careful. And with that being announced, our plan for our baby is to come next Sunday, or in fact Wednesday. And we just ask for safety reasons. If you would not hold the baby, you could look at the baby, but not hold the baby for a little bit. Okay, just because of COVID. And praise the Lord, we got out of the hospital. I can feel my rib cage. And they do hurt when you're not sleeping properly on those wonderful couch that they got for you. But Elizabeth's doing well. Thank you for that. And the baby came rather quickly, very fast. So God was good to us. I thought she was going to push in the car. She said, "I have the urge." I said, "No, you don't have the urge. We're 20 minutes away. You hold that baby there." She put her feet up on the, "Oh man, I'm in trouble. She's watching today." I'm forgetting the stupid online thing. That's not stupid, okay? But she's watching. "I'm in trouble." She said, "I'm going to push." I said, "No, I ain't catching that. Wait, wait." We had so much fun. She was so chatty. The lady was saying, "I think I need an epidural. It would be nice if I had an epidural." I said, "Woman, you're like in full labor. And you're chatty." She was so chatty. She was talking about, "Am I pushing right? Is it like really effective this way? Should I move?" I'm like, "Babe, what in the world's gone with you? Breathe and get this baby out." And the baby came rather quickly, very fast. And so there's some things that we don't know because the baby came so fast. It's still got some fluid in there. But the Lord has taken care of that. So we were a little bit later in the hospital than we would want to. But we're now back at home. And the baby gave us a good night's sleep the first night. But she terrorized Mom and Daddy last night. And she was smiling this morning saying, got more of that coming. So pray for that. Ephesians chapter number 4. We'll finish this series today by the grace of God. We'll finish. All right. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse 16. We do have a new teacher coming in next Sunday. So I'm excited for that. I hope that you would make a habit of being faithful on Sunday or for Sunday school. Invite other people to come. And I appreciate Brother Dai. I know I was making fun of him, but that's a good, good fun activity. You know, Christians can have clean fun. All right. And if you want to try to make it for that bowling, get your ears up for that. And be ready to join that, okay? Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 16, we're talking about this last topic of unity, the byproducts, the result. If we find unity amongst us as a local independent Baptist church, our local church, a New Testament church, you find some of these things. And I want to review quickly. Number 1, and this is not exhaustive, there's so many more if you read the Bible, but I gave you last time was peace. You'll find that there's peace among us. You find that there's precision, there's order in things. We follow the order God has given. We follow the authority that God has put in here. And as people that serve together, we find that we are effective much more. All right. God always blesses effort. All right. We don't have to be perfect to do the work of God. But when we're unified, there's much more evidence of result or effect that is desired. So that's all I'm saying about that. Let's go to the third point today, productivity. You find that if a body of believer, brothers and sisters, unite together, although they're imperfect, but they unite not by their own power. Remember again, it's the Holy Spirit that unites us, not we ourselves. Okay, we don't unite because we like each other necessarily and we are common ground in some things, although we find that we unite because of Christ. In Christ. Remember those phrases we talked about in the definition a long time ago. In Christ. When you find yourself in Christ and some brothers and sisters are in Christ, there is going to be unity. Okay? You might dislike football teams. You might dislike baseball teams. I don't know who you're rooting for, the Braves or the Astros, whatever. But if you're saved, someone, well, nobody here. Why are we bringing in front of any of those people? That's true. So anyways, I know why I brought that up. Laid up, when you're staying up, might as well watch something. Anyways, I'm not rooting for any of those teams. But anyways, it was just something to watch at 3 a.m, okay? Keep yourself awake instead of falling asleep. But at any rate, you might differ on a lot of things, okay? But you find that there's unity in Christ. When you step out of Christ, you find that you're going to have problems with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, you're going to have issues with them because you're not in Jesus Christ. And we find that in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit works the work of sanctification. The fruit of the Spirit is being produced in your life. And those things, if you have them in you, then what happens? They help unify you with a brother and sister that's trying to do the same thing. Okay? So now let's go to productivity. Okay? There is what? There is results. When the church unites, that is very positive, and that is what? It produces growth. Growth in the sense of the quality of the relationship already here, but also produces others outside, bringing them inside. We've seen that lately. Okay? We've seen that in a couple of months that we've been here. Not that it's nothing to do with us, but I've just watched it since we've been back since July. There's some new people in the church. That wasn't here before. Even before, I know there's a lot of new people for us because we've begun so much. But since we got here, they would never step on the door here yet. But now they're here and they're still here. They're here Sunday school. Okay, I'm not going to point anybody out so that they're not getting in trouble. Or I don't get in trouble with them. But anyways, that's what a church should be doing. We should be producing new Christians. Okay? A mango tree should produce a mango tree or it's going to get cut down. Okay? A papaya tree, if it ain't producing papayas, there's no reason for it to be up there. We cut it down. Okay? An apple tree produces an apple tree. Okay? People produce people. I know that. That's what came out of my wife as a person. Okay? In the church as a whole should produce church. Okay, that's why we have these church plants, and I wanted to be there for Countryside. I wasn't able to. It seemed like it went really well. So pray for them this morning. May there be some residual effect of that in people that have come to the church because of that event last night. Okay, yesterday afternoon, I should say. But we should be seeing fruit. Okay, a Christian, I don't know, I'm not saying a number. But you should, at some point in your Christianity, your desire is you produce another Christian. Okay? That should be the case. All right? I'm going to give you verses, lots of verses to establish what I'm saying here. Ephesians 4 is in verse number 16. Again, if you haven't already, read Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians chapter 4. It really knows those chapters. They're very concise and very very, very meaningful and very full of thought about a local independent church. Okay? A New Testament church. And you find this verse here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Are you there yet? All right. Look at it as I read it to you. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. We're talking about precision. the body are working together. They are doing it effectively, effectual. Okay? Then you find this phrase right after that. Make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, at any rate, if we don't produce new blood, we should be so strong as a Christian if we are unified. That's the byproduct of a body of believers that are unified. We should be so strong. Now, the Bible tells us to warn us that some of us are weak. Okay? So why are we weak? Maybe you're staying away from church. When I'm talking about not the building, I'm talking about the fellowship and the encouragement and the challenge. Christians should be provoking one another to good work. Now, provoke is it's a word that we don't like because we don't want to get people mad. But the word provoke is to cause you to do something. Okay, let's define it that. And it's supposed to cause one another to do good work. We should be challenged by other Christians. Just like a coal, a pile of coal, if you light them up, they are better together. And if you take one out of that pile, as hot as it could be, you take it out and set it aside, eventually it will lose the fire. It will die out. Okay? So as a coal, we're roasting barbecue, guys. You need to be together. You can't roast a barbecue by yourself. You fizzle out. You go, psst. That's what will happen to you. Okay? But you're in there, you're, psst. Okay? That's what you want. Trying to be funny, but nobody's laughing. Lee, I appreciate you, Lee. Just keep laughing. Brother Chris got some stupid jokes, but Brother Lee helps Brother Chris. Okay? We should be increasing. Slowly, sometimes yes. Sometimes in an amazing way, in Acts chapter number 2, you find there were 5,000. I'm not saying that will happen to us, but it could happen where 50 people can join at one time. Okay, I've seen that before. Okay, so I'm just saying we should see some growth in number and in quality. Quantity and quality. All right? Quality means our faithful members should be growing incrementally in their spiritual life. You should be less angry when you started if you had a problem with anger. You should be less lusty. I don't know if that's a word. That's not a word. But you should less problem with that, growing in that. More friendly than you used to be. I'm just saying this, okay? I'm not singling anybody out. But some of these things that should be developing in our lives, being together. Because God uses people to sharpen people. Iron, sharpen it iron. So a man, sharpen it, the countenance of his friend. You can't make it on your own. That's baloney. You cannot make it on your own. God did not design you to be by yourself. God put people in your life to make you better. That's his design. Okay? Look at Nehemiah 6, chapter number 15, another book. I want to encourage you to read. What amazing things Nehemiah and the Jews did. Okay, amazing. Nehemiah 6:15 to 16. Saw the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month Elul. In 52 days, they built a wall around the city of Jerusalem. If that wasn't productivity, I don't know what is. Okay, and we already studied a few things that they did. They were helping each other. They had people assigned to certain parts of this wall. They got it done. The result was amazing. You want our church to be filled? Work on being unified. Guys, they have a saying, it's easier to attract flies with honey than it is with vinegar. Now, one difference between honey and vinegar, honey smells a whole lot better than vinegar. And if there's a church that is stinky because there is fighting and quarreling and striving one with another, guess what? When people drop by and say, ain't gonna go there. Something wrong with those people. Walks away. Okay? But if there's seemingly like honey in the pot, they're like, I'll stop over there and see what's going on. And by the way, there's some good testimonies of late that people have seen there's something different in our church. I don't say that to brag on us, but I want to say that so that you can hear that for yourself. Why? So that you can be encouraged. If you are for unity, keep at it, because it does work. There's people that have talked to me and said, wow, the church, when we went to the church, it seemingly like the people were friendly. There's something different about you guys that we want. That's a testimony. And guess what? Let's work at that testimony. Let's keep that testimony. Let's be smiling. Yes, you have a headache. Take some Tylenol. Take some Motrin. Take some Advil. Come to church. Be smiling. Be ready to minister to somebody. Smile, for crying out loud. Do a facelift. Help it out. Okay? Do something. Guys, it's not being deceptive. Okay? It's being driven in character. All right? There's two different things. We're not trying to be deceptive. Yes, we have problems. Ask me, I have problems. Ask somebody next to you. If they're honest, they'll tell you they have a problem. Everyone sitting here has a problem. But if we dwell on those problems, are they going to be solved? Now, are we ignoring those problems? Will it be solved? No. We have to work on those problems, but yet rejoice in the victory. Rejoice in the good things. Because it's hard up there. It's messed up. The world is messed up. The world is messed up. You're living in a messed up world. It's a dark day out there. You know how many nurses came to our room and said, well, it's a breath of fresh air to talk to you guys about our country. I talked about, I wanted Trump. They're preaching to me there while I was sitting. Go ahead, write up. You know what that helps me, though, is there's some conservative people in this area. Guess what? They're needing somebody like us to wrap around ourselves and tell them, hey, more than those things, you need Jesus Christ. You know how much conservatism in Western New York? There's so much of it. Don't lose your mind in listening to the liberal world. Okay? The media. Don't get stuck in that. There's some people that are really genuinely wanting to know the truth. Just need to be out there. Just need to be friendly so that they can come to you. Somebody used to say, your face should be a welcome mat, not a no trespassing sign. Or beware of dog. Okay? Don't put a beware of dog sign. Put a welcome sign. All right? The least that we can do. It's hard. Yes, it's hard to talk to people. But guess what? It's a lot harder to talk to them when they see you smiling rather than when you... It's a lot more attractive. Okay? You're going to be prettier, girls, if you smile. I tell that to my daughter. I said, you're beautiful. God made you beautiful. But you're ugly when you have a bad spirit. It contorts your face. Okay? Smile a little bit. The wall was done in amazing time period. 52 days. I don't have time to give you the whole thing. That's where Pastor Cole comes in. You can ask him, okay? He's good at all of those little details, how many this and this and that. He's good at doing that. I'm going to work on that. John 15 and verse number 5. John 15 and verse number 5. Remember, I used the vine and the branches as a picture of uniting in Christ. Look at how it plays a picture in this productivity of a church. Look, John 15 and verse number 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, in Christ, in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth some. Maybe. Hope to God, someday. No. Much fruit. A lot of times, what we do is that we cut off the source for us to produce. We cut it off. And we try to do about it our way, and we neglect the source, which is Christ. If you want souls to come to Jesus Christ, one good way to do it is be in Christ every day of your life as a Christian. Be so close to Him. Because guess what's going to happen? He's going to bring to you people. As you walk by, He's going to make you notice some of these people. Because He notices them. And if you're in Christ, your mode, your mind, your heart, you're in tune with Jesus Christ, you're in tune with the Holy Ghost, guess what? It's not going to be hard for you. God says, hey, you got a gospel tract, got a smiley in your pocket. Give that nurse one. She already talked to you about Trump. She seems to be conservative. She seems to think that you know, there's some hope. Give him a gospel tract. So we did. Guess what she said? Thank you very much. Okay? We don't know what the Lord will do with that, but that's there. Okay? If ye abide... Okay, look at this. Let me finish verse 5. For the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now, let me ask you this. Are you producing fruit in your Christianity? Do you seemingly, be honest now, you seemingly growing in some areas? We're not going to be perfect until we meet God. But there's some areas of your life you genuinely see growth. Okay, maybe you're giving, you are giving by faith. Okay, maybe in your character, God has helped you to be disciplined in your Bible reading and your prayer. Maybe God has helped you, maybe you had a temper before, and God seemingly is helping you. Be honest, okay? Be honest. There's some things you're doing good at. I'm sure of it. Because then God would be a liar. Okay? Just be honest. You can't come around and say, I have no problem. That's a liar. Okay? Because the Bible says, if you say you have no sin in you, you are a liar. You make him a liar. Okay? All of us have problems, but there's some things we're excelling at. And don't be self-gratified in saying that I did it, but say, God, thank you. I have victory now on this area of my life. And guess what? Let that encourage you in your pitfalls, in the things that you have a problem at. And say, if God can help me here, that is nothing to him, and this is nothing to him, and he can help me in here. I'm going to stay with him. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Maybe you're struggling at certain ministries. You say, well, I'm good at this ministry. Well, let God help you. Because you didn't get good at that by yourself. God helped you there. And maybe you're just starting out in this ministry. And so, guess what? Get the same power, the same strength you got from that ministry and say, I'm going to start something new. I've never done this before. I'm going to find strength in Jesus Christ in this ministry. Okay? Okay, you're so serious right now. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Pastor just talked about one sermon, I believe, entirely dedicated to the Word of God. Get a Bible. So practical. Okay? So good. All right? Look at what it says. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. He was talking about prayer. Another sermon. Herein my Father glorified. Where is God glorified? Remember Revelation 4:11? We should give him the glory due unto his name. Where? Herein it is that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. In my life, I'm not saying this proudly. I'm not saying this arrogantly. I'm not saying this would be better than anybody else. But I've seen fruit in my Christianity. But is there still problem areas? Absolutely. I can tell you. If you want to know. And if you want to help me. If you're going to talk about me, you're not going to find out. Okay? There's some things that God has done in my life. To him be the glory. That there's been fruit. They may be little than others. Yeah, but God says some he will give 100-fold. Some he will get 10-fold. Some he'll get more. Some he'll get 30-fold. If I bear one fruit, the whole angels in heaven rejoice in one. But, you know, I don't want to just bear one fruit. And you know what? Honest to goodness, truly to be honest with you, if you're in Jesus Christ and if you're unified with your brothers and sisters, guess what? You're going to see more than one fruit in your life. You will. You will. Okay? Look at Acts 15, verse 25. Remember, Brother Cooley preached on this, the book of Acts, when he was teaching Sunday school 2 weeks ago. And this verse popped out of my Bible, because we're talking about unity. Look at what it says. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Isn't that neat? It's weird for us, but it's because the Bible is true. How that church was able to send other men because of what? They were unified. Now, God sent men, and God calls men, whether the church they come out of or not, is unified. I'm saying this again to you. Can God use us despite of ourselves? Absolutely. But can God use us more effectively? Absolutely. If we learn to be unified. Do we have to be unified for God to use us? Absolutely not. God is already using us. And do we have to be perfect in unity for God to use us? Absolutely not. But we should strive. Why? Because the more we strive for unity as a body of believer, the more effective we will be and the more productive we will be. Would you want that? Do I rejoice in one getting saved? Hallelujah! Would I rejoice in 10 people getting saved? Hallelujah! 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 More, because there's more. Do you understand that? Can God use Faith Bible Baptist Church? He has. So many years. Can He continue to use Faith Bible Baptist Church? Absolutely. Can He use you? You better believe it. All you have to do is be in Christ. Because being in Christ, you cannot help yourself. God is going to burden your heart for someone, somewhere, sometime. And you're going to do something. But if you're not in Christ, guess what? All of it will be blinded to you. And you'll be focused on your life. You become selfish, self-centered, focused on what you need. And you feel like, why does everybody don't care about me? That's how you will be. And that would be fruitless. But when you open up your eyes and say, God has been so good to me. Yes, there's some things I need. There's some things I'm a problem with. But there's some things I overcame. And I couldn't do it without God. And I want to see what I can do. Go out on a bus. Go partner with somebody and go out on the neighborhood. Pray for those people that I call my friends that are not saved. Okay? Last, not only do we find peace, not do we only find precision, we find productivity, and then lastly, we find permanence. Permanence. What's that? Stick-to-itiveness. What is that? Remain. What is that? Establish. What is that? Unmovable. What is that? It's going to be here for a long time. That's the result of a body of believer that love each other so much so that they forgave, they forbear, they provoke each other to good works and say, hey, brother, I know you fell today. Get back up. Let's go. I love you enough to tell you you were wrong, but God forgave you. Let's move. I'm here. You need anything? Or maybe you shouldn't say, like, you know, strong like that. You say, hey, brother, I'm so sorry. Whatever you want to do. Let the Holy Spirit lead your speech. Because He tells us He will. He will lead your spirit. You know, correcting people, you better have the Holy Spirit there. Oh, I've learned that, having children. I can correct them. But God says, is that spirit right? You know, it's easy to find fault in another person. It's so easy. It's not hard. Even my kids know now my fault. Can't believe that. They tell me now. And all of us have an opinion on everyone. And we try to parent everybody. You notice that? You know how you notice that? Because you have an opinion on everything everybody does. You have the authority in their life that way. Okay, guys, my children are my children. They're not yours. Okay? I'm dealing with them. They're problem child? Yes. They're demons? Yes. Okay? I ain't parenting your kid. That's your kid. Parent your own kid. But I'll help you as a brother to help them. Okay? I don't know why I said that. But God let me say that. You know, sometimes, you know, we put a higher, sometimes we do this in a relationship. We put a higher standard on somebody else, how they treat us, than we put a standard on us treating them. You ever notice that? We don't say hi to everybody in the church, but better, bless God, that person better say hi to me. Wow. We're going to worship you. What's your saint name? Because we're going to make an idol out of you and worship you. Guys, what is up with us? Why do we do that with our brothers and our sisters that we love? That doesn't promote unity. Okay? By the way, if somebody has a fault and they come to you, you have better keep it to you. Because they did it in confidence. They trusted you. And if you go around and talk about it, guess what's going to happen? They aren't going to trust you no more. And guess what? You're going to be ineffective in helping that person next time. Because they're going to learn. You burn bridges. Don't burn bridges. Because someday you're going to have to use that bridge. Because you're going to need help. Well, I never needed help, so blip, blip. Don't need that person no more. So sad. You live a sad life. There's some people that are going to feel all of it when they need it the most. When they're so dependent and they can't help themselves no more. They're going to feel all of that then. Right now, yeah, you can still drive. You can still do whatever you need to do. But in a minute, you can't drive. You're going to start feeling, why did I burn all these bridges? Okay? It doesn't promote unity. It doesn't promote peace. Love on the people God puts you together with. Who are those people? They're sitting beside you. They're a member of this church. They're the ones you should be investing heavily in. All right, you guys are quiet again on me. Let me move. I'm going to be done. Look at what it says. Oops, I lost my note. Here we go. Permanence. You have not chosen me, John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And then here's a phrase. And that your fruit should remain. For whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. What's stability in the church? Guys, if we lose members after members after members, guys, pretty soon we're not going to have a church. And the doors have to be closed. But the other way is good. If we keep getting members and getting members and getting members, there's a bigger chance that, guess what? We're going to live and we're going to have a longevity in the church. Okay? So let's shoot for fruit that remain. Okay? Look at Ephesians 4:12-13. I'm almost done. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How long should we strive for unity? How long should we be in for it, for each other, until we become all perfect? That means if somebody is not where they should be, guess what? Those that have made that strive in your Christianity because of the Holy Spirit in your life, guess what? Not in arrogance, not being a jerk, not being higher than thou, but you come lower and help those so they can get there. Some of you that read your Bible so many times, don't belittle those that haven't read their Bible through. What you can say is, hey, I started out this way, let me help you. Those that are giving, don't belittle those that can't give. Or they're not giving that much. What? Help them. Low, condescend. And then help them get to where you are. Do you understand that? That's not by letting them be embarrassed in front of everybody. That's not by chewing them out. But that's not doing that. But in kindness and gentleness, in patience, helping them. Do you understand that? Okay. Because we are a hospital. We're not a museum. Okay? They don't have to have plaques yet. They just started in their Christian life. They're going to have to struggle some vices still. They used to struggle before. That they're struggling now. So help them. Most people know they're messed up. Let that sink in your brain. Most people know where they have a problem. And by you continually bringing it up and up and up, ain't helping them. Only if you constructively bring it up to help them get over it, that will help them. Okay? You understand what I just said? All right, I keep going. Look at 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. Now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Guys, if I eat unhealthy food, you will start to see it in my life. Well, you already see some of it. So I shouldn't say that. If I eat very good, healthy food, you'll stay in my life too. Okay? What I'm trying to say is, if you find that if a church is healthy, they're striving for unity. Are they always agreeing every time? No. That's impossible. But they're trying to follow the leadership of the church. They're trying to understand each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt and give each other a little bit of a bad day today. Okay? Don't let everybody have a bad 10 decade. Okay? That's not good. Nobody should have a bad decade. But they should have a bad day once in a while. Okay? You can let them have a bad day once in a while. Okay? Elizabeth lets me have a bad day once in a while. You know what she does? She walks away. Deal with it yourself. Praying for you. Someday I let Elizabeth have a bad day once in a while. And guess what? It has helped our relationship. We don't have bitterness to each other. We know our frailties. We know our weaknesses. We know where we're strong. And we rally together. Our church should be the same. Let somebody fail sometimes. It's okay. They don't mean to fail. They're just not all there yet. Come rally to them and get them better. Okay? Last verse and we're done. Look at that. Mark 3:24-25. And if a kingdom, this is talking about Jesus being harassed by the Pharisees. And he said these about the devil because he was being told he was related or he was part of being the Beelzebub. Look at here in verse 24. If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Let me say that again. That's a principle across the board. If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. That's a declarative. And if a house be divided against itself, this is the house of God. And if the house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Do you want Faith Bible Baptist Church to be here for a long time? It's been here a long time. God's grace. Do you want it to remain? Do you want it to continue to stand? Then be for unity. Let's unite. All of us have problems. Look at my life long enough. You're going to find things that will... Oh, why does he do that? You will. It's just because we're sinners. But here's the consolation. If you hang out with him long enough, guess what? The work of sanctification, you'll see. And you'll rejoice. Because God's going to... He's working on me. And then you wait with me long enough. God will call us into heaven. And guess what? You're going to see Brother Chris as you've never seen him before. Perfect. He's not annoying no more. He's not, no more. It's worth it. Why? Because as we unify, God gets the glory. Why? Because there will be fruit. Byproduct is peace, precision, productivity, and permanence. Let's pray, Lord. Bless us now, we ask. Our church, we humbly ask. I know there's many churches that you died and gave your blood for. But I know, without being arrogant, Faith Bible Baptist Church is one of those churches. And Lord, we're asking you to produce in us unity so that we can experience the products that will make the difference in our church, in our individual lives. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You've got about 12 minutes before the next service. Thank you again for this 2 months. I appreciate everybody. Looking forward to the next teacher.